This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The good news is that there's good news. Hi, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Feeling good about the world today, even though there's probably a lot. We could dig around and find a lot of bad stuff. But I have something. By the way, Jennifer is not feeling well, so she'll be back with us on the morrow. That is our hope, anyway. There's an analysis out today from a French professor named Bruno Dubois, who is the director of the Institute of Memory and Alzheimer's in Paris. He is in charge of the study of and the treatment of Alzheimer's in all of the hospitals in Paris. And he has addressed the subject in a rather reassuring way. So for those of you who may be my age, those of you who may be Victoria's age, those of you who may have had a scare, excuse me, if you are aware of your memory problems, you don't have Alzheimer's, according to Professor Dubois.
If you know that you don't remember something, then you're
yes,
okay?
Yes, that's correct. Number one, you forget names of families, okay? Don't have Alzheimer's. Number two, you don't remember where you put things. Don't have Alzheimer's. It often happens that if you are 60 or older, people complain. I know I have done this for the past 10 years or so. I can't remember the name. You know how I, on the air, I will say, oh, damn it, I can't. I might not say, oh, damn it.
It doesn't happen that often, though.
No.
Like, every once in a while. Like, last week, you and I both couldn't equally.
Come up
we couldn't figure out with who Bryan Cranston's name, what his name
right,
was.
We just knew his character.
We knew
right.
the show.
See his
but,
face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Professor Dubois.
So, we both had senior moments.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you're half my age. So, what does that tell you? Anyway, if you are in that age bracket and you complain about lack of memory, the information is always there in your brain. This guy has studied the brain his entire career, thus his expertise. He says, if the information is there, that doesn't mean it's lacking. What you have is not Alzheimer's, but anosognosia. Hey, let me see if I can pronounce this. A-N-O-S-O-G-N-O-S-I-A. Anosognosia. That's what it is. Anosognosia. That means that's another word for the French word for temporary forgetfulness. So if you are like half the people who are over the age of 60 and you have some symptom, it is because of your age rather than the disease. The most common cases are people forgetting the name of a person, going to a room in a house and not remembering. Excuse
well,
me,
that's
why
what
you
a
go
lot of
there.
People say that happens to them, right? They walk into a room and then they go, oh, wait a second, why did I do this?
I do that all the time. But I had my brain scanned on two or three different occasions. First, when I was 61, because I was going through this stuff, and I thought, oh, God, what the heck's going on? I had a friend of mine, still do, who runs a company you've heard me talk about, Seriscan in Denver, and that's what they do. They examine the brains of all the NFL players. The government has hired them to analyze the brains of service men and women who've been impacted by explosions, that kind of stuff, what it's done to their brain. So they are the national experts. They may be the international experts. And I'm sure this guy, I'll have to ask my friend Kelly, who runs Seriscan, if he knows of this Frenchman. Anyway, but that was what I was thinking. Oh, my God, I can't remember why I get in my truck and I'm thinking, wait a minute, why am I going here? I thought I was going there. If you have a blank memory for a movie title, an actor, an actress, you know, you may see a picture, for example, of Regis Philbin, although I think that's a bad example because everybody knows him. Olivia de Havilland, who passed away. See a picture of her. Ah, I remember. I know who she is, but I don't remember what her name is. That would happen. If you have that.
So that's also not Alzheimer's?
Not a characteristic of anything.
Okay.
Many people are concerned about these oversights because they just think, well, my mind is going. I'm wasting time looking for glasses or keys, that kind of stuff. People who are concerned would say the following, or this would be appropriate. Those who are conscious of being forgetful have no serious problem of memory. That's rule number one, according to Professor Dubois. Rule number two is those who suffer from a memory illness or Alzheimer's or some related disease are not aware of what's happening.
So every time I'm on the phone with Fancy Nancy, my mom, and she goes,
yep.
My brain doesn't work anymore. I must have Alzheimer's. She says it once a week. So that means she doesn't have it, so I can
she
report back to her.
Okay. Right. Professor Dubois reassures the people of the world that if you're concerned about your oversights, he says, quote, the more we complain about memory loss, the less likely we are to suffer
okay.
from it. Now, I wish I could do this on, I have a memory neurological test. And I've been putting these sorts of tests, frankly, because they intrigue me, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And they are like find the 8 in the square of numbers, or find the 0, or find the C. There's a table that I'm looking at right now that Dubois put together. And, you know, if you find the C, then he sends you to the next table, find the 9. The C, I went right to the C. It's on the, like, 9th line down, about 30 letters over. I don't know why, I went right to it. Let's see here. Find the 6 in the table below. All right, I'm scanning it very quickly, and there it is, in the first number of line 4. So, and then there's a table. It says, find the N in a table of M's. And as I'm talking to you, I'm looking through the lines. It's 4 lines, and it's in the first line, almost the last letter over. If you pass these 3 tests, I'm glad I did this on the air because I can't make a liar out of me. If you pass these 3 tests.
Well, I mean, you are, like, monitoring your own exam, so.
Well, okay. Then I would let you. I should have let you do it.
I believe you, but I'm just saying.
If you pass the test without a problem, you can cancel your annual visit to a neurologist. Your brain is in decent working shape. You're far from having any relationship with Alzheimer's. Share this with all of your over 60 friends. It can be reassuring.
I think you should definitely post that on the show Facebook page.
Yeah,
I think
I
that's a great test for a lot of people to take.
Yep, it is. All right, so there. That's the good news. Oh, there's another good news story, though. I like this. I'm very impressed. And I'm not a big Apple fan, but the fact they're moving their iPhone production from China to India, I think that's something worth celebrating with a hoorah. Because it does show that the grip that China has on this kind of technology is weakening, and it's about time. And never mind Apple, but all maybe because Apple is the biggest, isn't it? I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't Apple the biggest in this arena? When it comes to iPhone,
well, more people have. Well, Apple is exclusive with iPhone, yes, but more people actually have Androids in the world than iPhones.
They do.
But
where are they made?
You know, Androids are made everywhere. They're mostly China, which is kind of where all smartphones are made. But I think they have different, depending on what the brand is, whether it's Samsung or, you know, LG. Just depend. Google phones. They're made in different parts. Are made in different places.
Yeah. Well, kudos to them. Anyway. They're going to start moving their iPhone 11 units out of China into a facility that they have in India. And this is the first sign I've seen, Victoria. I don't know if you have seen or not. Of
other tech sectors, like chipsets and semiconductors, are also making a move and have already made moves out of China or towards getting out of China. They're moving into, you know, Japan, Southeast Asia. Yeah. India is another country that
what
kind
is
of
there
keeps
about,
popping up.
Israel is a great technology research center, but they don't make stuff there. Mm-hmm. What is there about the workers in the Southeast and Southeast Asia that make them good at this, other than they work cheaply? What else? Is there something else there? Why can't we make this stuff in America?
You know,
the question.
It is the question, and I think labor, we know labor in Southeast Asia, labor is very cheap there. Labor is very cheap in India. Labor is not cheap here in America. Other than that, there are some components of, there are certain types of metals that are just not made in America, and they are made in China and made overseas, so that makes it a little bit more expensive. If we were to build here, we'd have the higher labor costs and higher materials costs.
Yeah.
So that's essentially why stuff was initially built and made over in China, because it just, all the costs were down on across the board. Everything was cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I'm just I'm happy about this. I think it's a
good move, and I think it should be a good wake up call to the Chinese Communist Party, because
I'm
think they need
the,
to.
Yeah, everybody needs to extract. There's no wake up call for them. They have to be eliminated by their own people. That's what has to happen. They have to figure out some new form of government over there so that they don't all fall prey to the moves of these egotistical bastards that run the Chinese Communist Party. 17 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news, because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I suppose maybe this is considered good news, too, in a half hour of nothing but good news, Victoria. Walmart is wishing its employees happy Thanksgiving by announcing that they will be closed this year on Thanksgiving for the first time since 1980. Walmart said its 5,000 U.S. locations will all be closed November 26th. Sam's Clubs will be closed as well. So I guess if you work for Walmart or subsidiaries, there's your happy Thanksgiving news. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Makes an appearance here now on the DJV program, our musical portion of the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday program. Every hour has a 4 or 5 minute segment devoted to new songs, new music, new stars, information about the stars. So McGraw joined forces with Spotify for a new installment of the streaming series The Drop-In, surprising a group of nurses working in a COVID unit by singing their praises before literally singing for them. Wow, this is kind of cool here. The men and women thought they were simply getting together via video chat for a work call until McGraw suddenly zoomed into the picture, literally. It was clear from the smiles McGraw earned, the nurses were thrilled to learn the true nature of their meeting and to not only hear him thank them, but to learn why he's so grateful. He said, quote, "I just wanted to say thank you and what great work you're doing." And that's one of the bright lights, I think, through all of this, being able to see how much people care, how hard people work, how selfless people can be, especially you people, our frontline workers, who put their lives on the line, take care of people, give our children something to emulate as they go forward in life. That is something that children do need inspiration, that's for sure. Tim then sang his newest single, which you're listening to, I Call Mama. Tim and his wife, Faith Hill, took part in Feed the Front Line. I remember that back in late May.
Yep.
And next month, he releases his first new solo album, a solo studio album, Victoria, in 5 years. He hasn't done this for 5 years. It's called Here on Earth. He'll mark the occasion with a special live stream event featuring some new music, some old music, but good stuff. So, good for them. Congratulations to him and the people working on the front lines there. Here's another country act in the... I must admit, Victoria, not knowing who Kaylee Hammock is.
She's brand new, apparently. I don't know who she is either, except that I think in 2019, last year, she put out her debut album. Yeah. And I think she's kind of, an up-and-comer.
All right, so let's crank this up, Phil. I want to hear how they sound together. Lord, I hope this day is good. Sounds to me like old country, good. Oh, to me, old country is good country. This really does. It sounds like a country tune, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's from 1981. It's Don Williams. It's his,
yeah,
they're covering
but
it.
This is a remake. And so it was, yeah, they made a duet out of something John Williams did in 81. You're right.
You've been the king since the dawn of time. All that I'm asking is a little less pride.
There you go.
It might be hard for the better to do.
She kind of sounds like Dolly.
A little bit. Hey, both are Georgia natives. Recruited another fellow Georgian to produce the song, Dave Cobb. The result is, as you're listening to it, kind of a smooth, very classic duet, creating verses and harmonizing. I like this, man. Do I like... I've cut my teeth. You know, the first job I had in radio was as a country and western jock. And I didn't know anything about country, even though I told the boss I did. But I learned fast. And it was kind of fun to listen to some of that. Well, that's how I knew you were asking me about Anderson, Bill Anderson, last week. I cut my teeth listening to him and some of the other stars at the time, Don Gibson, Lynn Anderson. Hammock says that she's been revisiting comforting songs during the quarantine, especially Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. It's always been a golden classic in my heart. Its message felt much needed today. Calling in a contribution of Alan Jackson's Country Music Hall of Fame, Chicken Noodle Soup for the Country Music Soul. That is a fabulous reference to it, isn't it? And Alan added, it's so nice to be able to finally record one of my favorite Don.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Some states and cities are suing the Trump administration over an order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan claims President Trump's executive action violates the Constitution. In the complaint, New York and 19 other states, along with Washington, D.C. and dozens of cities, argue the action will severely harm the plaintiffs through the loss of representation in government. The U.S. Supreme Court previously blocked a Trump administration plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fire Friday night at the offices of the Arizona Democratic Party is deemed suspicious. More details now from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building with the state party, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files. It's all gone.
An official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was, quote, definitely a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay. All right, where are we? It looks like 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jen is on the mend. Back on the morrow with our fingers crossed, we would hope. Anyway, the situation with me and how to deal with me, Victoria and Phil. Phil's our new line producer in our home studio, our main studio in Washington at Radio America. So they were just talking about some new kind of drink that apparently is available in the liquor stores. Mm-hmm. And they
White
made
Claw.
Reference.
Yeah.
And I said, what's White Claw? And so Phil says something that doesn't make any sense to me either. About some other drink that is...
I said
what did
like
he say?
Zima.
Zima.
Yeah, he goes, oh, it's the new Zima. And I was just sitting here going, Phil, that has never... That's not going to help. It's not going to help him at all.
Not going to help at all. Zima, what is Zima, by the way? Is that a malted kind of a... Are these all alcoholic?
It was a malted vodka drink or something back in the day. It was before my time, but yeah, it was popular for a while, and then I think in certain states they outlawed it because it wasn't showing up on a breathalyzer test. Mm-hmm. So if you were drinking it and you were pulled over, it was kind of odorless, and I think that's how it was marketed. So it got yanked from the market, and I don't know if it ever really came back, to be honest. So, but the White Claw is a hard seltzer, which is a big trend right now. White Claw is the most popular brand. And so the reason we're talking about this is because there's a real shortage on aluminum cans in America. And the big reason for that
The main reason for that is that beer is normally shipped in kegs to bars and restaurants. Well, bars and restaurants haven't been ordering kegs because you have to have people in the bar in order to, you know, need the kegs. So they've been ordering everything in cans for to-go purposes. So now there's a huge run on aluminum cans, and beer brewers are way behind. They can't get enough cans. All the White Claw, those are taller, skinnier cans. They're on a major short supply. So
do they? How is recycling? We know how it goes with plastic and recycling, and how that gets reused. There's the big effort to, when they have all the canned things in the supermarkets, you stick your cans in there. Where you get a nickel back or something? But people who go around collecting cans, you know, homeless people, they bring them to the stores.
But the problem, though, is that all those aluminum cans get crushed down into pallets. And then they get put on cargo ships to China. And China takes, they used to take like 85% of the world's recyclable goods went to China. But China's not taking anything anymore.
But the aluminum cans can be reused, though, right?
But I don't think we do that here. That's what I'm saying. Like, we send our stuff away and then to China, and then it comes back in the form of new.
Another good business. Well, I know
cans.
I have a friend who runs a recycling center here in Framingham, and the stuff goes. It's a sorting point. You bring all of your metal. I bring truckloads of stuff from the farm every month. I usually have a truckload of scrap metal and iron and that sort of thing. Bring down, dump it out. And then it gets, he tells me where it goes. I always am curious about most of the stuff, the old farm equipment that I have dismantled, used to take the parts out that I want to use on stuff that I still have, and then I junk the rest of it. And he says that much of that stuff goes to Turkey. They put it on ships, they bring it to Turkey, they melt it down, and they make re-rod out of it. The construction business, especially the road construction business, is booming all around the planet, and they use that re-rod to reinforce the underbelly of the road, especially if it's a cement. If it's a macadam, it's not used so much, but if it's cement, it's used, and on bridges and that sort of thing. All the steel, the re-rod, everything comes from Turkey, and it's all steel that has come from, in my case, old junk balers or tractors, equipment, that sort of stuff. And so it's good to know that it gets recycled. Some of it does get recycled, aluminum bumpers and that sort of thing, and some of the lighter metal that comes out of your car, they separate that and melt it down. They use it in new cars, except that many of the new cars, like I just got a new car last week, and it's all plastic. Well, it's been plastic, but the amount of plastic in it, pretty amazing. Speaking of my experience last week, here's a business story that will make your hair stand on end. Friday afternoon, I had a problem with one of my lines into the house for Fios, which is how I broadcast to you on the Internet. So it sounds like normally the line is pretty solid, although Phil is disputing that a little today. Because we get started, Mondays are kind of crazy. Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes earlier in the week, the same sort of thing happens where we can't get connected. So what I decided to do is increase the rate, what is it called, the bit rate, so that I will go to the highest that they have. But there were other things going on. The bill was wrong, and I wasn't able to connect on one of the units that I have. So I called on the regular line, the number that they have on the bill. And immediately I'm told, well, because we're trying to protect you, like, hello, what are you talking about trying to protect? You know, they turn it around and make it sound like they're trying. Well, because of the age of COVID, we're trying to protect you. What are you talking about? You're trying to protect me. So anyway,
they're not going into anyone's house. They're into anyone's house or
going nowhere.
Not.
Right.
I don't even know if they're like going on people's property. They've said they started that little chat thing, the little chat bot that you can where you basically get nowhere with it. So I don't know. Verizon once again upholding their reputation of being the worst customer service.
I was on the phone for an hour and 40 minutes with them on Friday. Like, I have nothing better to do in my life than to accede to the needs of the way they want to run their business. And I don't know why, other than I'm sort of invested in it now. I don't go to DirecTV and just do whatever I have to do with them. These people make me sick. And finally, I got to talk to somebody who, after working it over with me, she was on. Actually, she and I were on the phone together for an hour and 40 minutes. I waited almost 40 minutes before she answered the phone, and I tried to go online because they keep telling you with a message, well, you can go online and do everything you need to. That's a crock of crap. Now, you can't go online and do much of what you have to do. How are you going to, if you need a new, for example, I need a new modem and what, I'm going to produce that out of thin air? How do I get that if somebody doesn't come and bring it and install it? Come on. Mm-hmm. Who are you kidding with your crap? It just so annoys me.
All they need, just the you know, they just need to wear a mask, and you wear a mask. That's
all.
It.
Right.
It's not that hard.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
So anyway, after, and then three times we went through the bill, I said, well, why am I, the last time I talked last year to a Verizon representative, they told me my bill was going to be reduced to $261, and instead it went to $279. And I never called because I wasn't about to spend another hour and a half on the
phone. That's what they do. But, raised my. I have Verizon FiOS for our internet connection, and it went up $15 a month, and I didn't call because I. That's what they do. They just change the bill, and then they sent an email saying, we recognize that your bill is now $15 more a month. So yeah, thank you. That's literally what they said.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't provide an explanation.
Nothing.
There was no detail.
The worst.
It's just this is what it is now.
American company, no service whatsoever.
They know people will not sit on the phone. You are a rare bird that you will sit on the phone for an hour
because
and a half.
I didn't want to. I had a hay field that I needed to bail, but I was sick of all of this nonsense and the lack of. I just was more than sick of it. I'm just fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different emotion to being fed up versus being sick of it. And so then after she went through things three times. And she put it in the computer, and then the computer kicked it out, and we had to start all over again because it didn't like something that she put in there. And anyway, then she said, well, we'll be able to send you a representative to bring your new equipment on September the 18th. Hello, this is July. What they've done is lay off half of their staff. They still bill you. They're making tons more than they do. This was an opportunity for them to screw you more and put more money to the bottom line and screw their employees as well.
Yep.
And yet they get away with it. It is unconscionable what these people do at Verizon. Now, then, because I had a FiOS, I had a cell phone problem, because I have 10 cell phones on my cell phone service, and that was, it was one of the phones that was jammed up. So I called that number and was put on hold with that horrible music. The music is meant to make you crazy, so you won't hold. I'm sure they test it to find out which is the most objectionable music they can put on there, so people won't wait on the phone. So
probably.
Then
I would not doubt that.
Nope. So then I went to my iPhone and. I mean, not my iPhone. I went to my computer, and I logged on to see what I could do. And then somebody came up, a chat room guy came up, and wanted to know what my problem was. So I told him what it was, and we went back and forth. It was probably over the course of another 40, 45, 50 minutes once I got to somebody to talk to them about fixing the problem. There were two problems. One of them was my message box was screwed up. We'll get that fixed. And the other is that I'm in a rural area and my cell phone service is terrible. So the Verizon folks put a new tower up literally across the street from me on the hill. It is less than 1,000 feet from me on this hill. You think my service is any better than it was before? No. So you know what this guy, his solution was? To spend $80 and buy a repeater or enhancer or something that improves your signal.
Right.
What kind of balsam do these people have? Everybody in the neighborhood's complaining about the service. We still complain about the service because the tower doesn't do anybody any good. And to fix the problem, you need to buy more of their equipment. Good God.
A lot of people do buy Wi-Fi extenders, the signal will, if you have a larger house, the signal will go further and be stronger. But I've never heard of, like, the actual internet service provider telling you to buy that. That's just usually something that people buy on their own. But for them to say, oh, well, that's the solution, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, here we are, folks. Let's celebrate with something. Here's the second radio station. Last week we announced the first station, I think it was in St. Louis, right? When Christmas? Oh, I think it was KEZ. Now, WHLG, in an area where we have lots of listeners. I'm going to try to get you over to the other station by any means, but down in Port St. Lucie and the Stewart area, Vero Beach, they have a station that's gone all Christmas.
Okay. People are honestly, they're Christmas. That desperate for wow. an escape and, well, and for that? Feelings of goodness and, you know, and warmth. And
yep.
Yeah, they've been doing that with a lot of Hallmark movies. They're playing a lot of reruns of old Christmas movies. It's just, it's kind of, it really speaks to just the burnout that everybody has.
Yep.
You know, the mental and
my brother
burnout.
In the talk radio business, he'd... that call, yeah. There are some people who want to listen to all the negativity and yell and scream about this politician and that politician.
But doom surfing and doom scrolling, which are two terms that have come out of this pandemic, people get so addicted to it, and it's a horrible, horrible thing. You've got to snap yourself out of it. You know, it's just, it, you can't have, you know, the news on all day long. You can't. Yeah. It's not
awful.
Good for you. It's
nope,
not
very
good.
Unhealthy emotionally and mentally. The clip of the day, actually got a couple of them here, more recent clips of the day. All of them are there cumulatively speaking, so if you want to get a taste of what the program is about, you're new to it, go to djvshow.com. We talk about the wonderful dual box of Cheez-Its and wine. Nothing wrong with boxed wine, so they say, and I don't know, I see boxed wine and I think, oof, but I'm not a wine drinker anyway. So you get that clip. We're following the new wine socials and boxed wine. We also have another clip up there where we talk about one of the best ways to reduce carbon emissions, composting your food waste. That's explained in detail in a clip from the show. Plus, you can get the whole show all day, every day. You listen from morning through noon and night. We repeat the show all the time on our own channel. It's djvshow.com.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you can save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My deeper voice, Money Pit. Which you like better, Tommy? Money Pit! Money Pit. You don't like either one of them? Is that what you said?
Let the singers do the singing, man.
Really? Let the fingers do the walking. Pick a finger. Hello, Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
Who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. And you will improve your Money Pit. It is the best home and garden podcast of all time, according to Apple charts. And one of the things that makes it as popular is that many people who listen to this program then find the Money Pit on the weekend, or they find the podcast. They ask questions of Tom. Here's Aaron, one of our listeners, says, the wallpaper in his kitchen and bathroom is 26 years old. Yuck! He didn't say that. I said that. He says to Tom, I'd like to get rid of it, but I dread taking it down. Can I paint? We had a question similar to this recently, the old business of painting over old wallpaper.
Yeah, I think it's bad form.
Yeah, I do, too. It looks how you can tell.
You know what? You can always tell it's painted over, Doug. Plus, the thing is, if you paint over it, it's going to be doubly hard when you do finally get ready to remove it, because you're never going to be able to get the steam or the wallpaper removing solution to soak in beyond that paint. So I really think that you should just take it down, Aaron. If it becomes difficult, rent a wallpaper steamer. They're pretty inexpensive, and they really speed up the process. And there's also a handy little tool that will pierce the paper and let the steam get behind it. You roll it over it. It's called a paper tiger. It's kind of like, imagine a mouse, like for your computer, but with little like spikes in the bottom of it. So as you roll it over the paper, it like puts little tiny holes in it.
Right. Makes it easier to come off with the steam. All right, the Money Pit newsletter has some important information about a series. I guess you've got a number of different suggestions for tick repellents, which is something I'm most interested in because I don't like the commercial stuff. I don't think it's good for the dog. So, you know, I'm very vigilant. I give him this, take pills and stuff to supposedly keep fleas and ticks off, but I'm not sure that works. So what have you come up with? Where did you find this tick repellent formula?
Well, there actually are, you know, lots of sort of recipes for tick repellents online, but there seems to be some basis behind the concept of using essential oils in tick repellents. There was some scientific work done on that, and it seems to be effective. And so we provided this week a recipe to mix up your own tick repellent. It just takes 2 ounces of witch hazel, or you could substitute vodka, 1 ounce of water, and 20 drops of any of 3 different types of essential oils. You can use geranium, lemon, eucalyptus, lavender, Virginia cedarwood, or Alaskan cypress. So 20 drops each of these will work well. You just put it in a little tiny spray bottle and add 60 drops of the essential oil, pour it in to the water, and you're good to go.
So congratulations, by the way, on the visual. This is about the grossest picture I've ever. I post a lot of gross stuff when I'm talking about what bugs are crawling around in your nose that's in your pillow and your sheet. Oh, my God. Who took that?
Pretty scary, right?
Oh, my God. Those damn
Imagine
things.
Imagine that under your skin.
Ah. Well, I have them all the time. Matter of fact, I took a tick off of the back of my neck last Saturday night. And even after I had a shower, they sometimes stick in there. I've had, I don't know, 8 or 9 tick bites this year. Fortunately, they're not the ones that are dastardly. They're just a pain in the neck,
right?
Literally and figuratively.
Literally, yep.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, so that is very important information. Anybody's got a dog or a cat or whatever, or even if you're out yourself in the woods, do a lot of hiking or walking.
Yeah, you got to be so careful.
Yeah, exactly. Lemon oil, okay. Rachel is remodeling her laundry room,
right.
Wants to know if laminate wood flooring is safe. You love talking about laminate flooring.
Well, there's a lot of floor products out now that are water-resistant or waterproof. Laminate is certainly one of them. The others would be the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank, or the luxury vinyl planks. Those are 100% waterproof. These floors today look just like their wood counterparts, if that's the style you're going for, but they are far, far, far more moisture-resistant. So I think that is a good selection, Rachel, for your laundry room. The other thing is, with the machines today, they're high-speed machines. These high-efficiency machines, they spin very, very fast. So you want to put under the legs of the machine this handy little thing called an anti-vibration block. They're like rubber washers or bumpers that go under each foot.
Right.
And they help to absorb some of that spinning energy and avoid the wear and tear and the walking on the floor.
I wonder if tea tree oil is good in that essential oil list that you did for fleas and ticks.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.